Item 11.
Vacate a portion of the unnamed road east of Northeast 160th Avenue and south of Northeast Halsey Street, subject to certain conditions and reservations.
Mr. Daly.
All right. We have Carl Aruda here from PIBA, another right-of-way agent.
Yes, two in a row.
Yeah.
Good morning. Yeah, I'm Carl Aruda with the...
Districts or sections of the city?
No, just different projects that we work on, yeah.
Cool.
So this ordinance is a proposal to vacate a piece of a unnamed street off of Northeast 160th Avenue. This proposal was initiated, as they often are, by two of the adjacent property owners. The ordinance would vacate most of the road. This slide shows Northeast 160th Avenue, and the road, as such as it is mostly undeveloped, serves as a gravel driveway right now, and the lines that I added in here show the approximate boundaries of that road heading east there. And the owners own, on this tax map, the owners own the parcels north and south of the road, and then this is most of the road that would be vacated here. This is 160th Avenue running north and south here. As part of the process, we contacted the usual city bureaus and outside public agencies and utilities, and mostly there were not many comments, but the one result is that we will be reserving a walkway and bicycle easement across part of this, and acquiring a dedication, and that will eventually, when and if development happens in this area, create a new pedestrian and bicycle connection from 160th to 161st Avenue, which is down a little bit lower over here, 161st, and that actually is in the city of Gresham. On this map, if you can see, there is a bluish line in there that shows the city limits, and to the east of that is Gresham, and to the west of that is Portland. And so this area is a little different in that it is right up against the city boundaries, and so that when and if development happens there would be a pathway across there that bumps up against the boundary with Gresham. And so this map shows in the yellow area is what we'd be vacating. That would no longer be a city street. But then the narrower path there is what would be the walkway easement. And this north-south corridor here would be dedicated, and that would also be part of the walkway bikeway. Again, when and if development were to happen in here, but would be acquiring those rights as part of the street vacation.
Why isn't the place where the arrow is in the corner between the yellow and the new dedication, why isn't that shown as continued right-of-way? Or
This piece up here?
Yeah.
excuse me. So this piece is part of the existing road, and is not being, is being left unvacated, is being left as city right-of-way, so that it will be part of the future walkway, pedestrian, bicycle way.
Thank you.
And would, again, if there were a few more houses built, it would connect upwards towards the driveway that might occur to the north as an option. The total area being vacated is about 14,000 square feet. And the zoning in the area is R10, if you're curious. I'll be happy to answer any other questions.
Any further questions? Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Any testimony?
Yes, we have two people signed up, Charles Bridge Crane and Maggie.
Okay, and Maggie.
Oh, that's right, he left.
This is about a street vacation, so
testify
to the topic.
It's about taking it from one use and putting it to a public benefit.
Right. Okay.
And I'm all for that. I tried to come and put my money down for TED on all these 30 properties with the water board for the public benefit of housing homeless people. So I had to go across to county and do it at county, and I've got these public records now, and I would like to have my offer accepted by you guys, and I would like to put homeless people on this on all the properties actually, but particularly on the 3-acre property that is between Lombard and Willamette Street on the east side of the river. That is, there's a bike path and it's 6631 Siskiyou Boulevard. And the reason I put the offer on the properties was that the housing, the shelter housing, the violations of the fair housing, where the most disabled end up in the shelter housing, and they get sick in there. I would like to take these people and put them on the 3-acre property that is currently owned by the city that I put an offer on, and have a healthier environment for these people and for the benefit of the citizens of Portland.
Okay.
Just like this guy wants to vacate this thing and have it publicly benefit Portland.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Lightning.
Yes, my name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Super Creativity. One of the issues I have is that when we're doing the vacation area here, and we're also going to allow a walkway easement and a bike path. Now, so I understand is that the property owner on both sides of this property is the same owner. And what you're proposing here is that, is there an amount of money that's going to be given and exchanged on this vacation of the property? Because it's my understanding, currently, does not the same owner on both sides of this property own this property in the center? Is that not correct? Or am I completely incorrect on that?
Yeah, I'm not sure. We'll ask Carl to come back.
Okay, because I just wanted to have a kind of an understanding, because it sounds to me like the same property owner owns both properties on both sides of this. And I was wondering where the motivation is, or what was really agreed upon to do this. Because obviously they pointed up to 161st, but that won't be connected, but maybe down the line. So what is the motivation here of that property owner that owns on both sides of this?
I can...
And if someone could explain that, because I don't quite understand this. Thank you.
So, well, if Carl could come back up, and maybe I'll take a shot and you can elaborate. This property owner does own the property adjacent to the street. They want to develop it.
Yes.
They are paying for, it's a cost recovery project paid for by the petitioners.
Right, yeah. So it's a husband and a wife that own the properties to the north and the south. I'm not sure if they both own both properties or how they have it divided up, but it's a husband and a wife that own the two properties, and they were looking to potentially subdivide it one way or the other, if the city will approve it, to build a few additional houses. And, so under state and city law for street vacations, it's a cost recovery process, so they pay for staff time and other expenses, but not for the land, because public streets, the adjacent property owners still theoretically own a small slice of the rights in the street. So when it's vacated, it goes back to their property. And I think in this case, the street vacation area, it's the county that determines where the street reverts when it's vacated. But I think in this case, it's probably going back to the property on the south, because that's where it came from in the 1960s when it was dedicated by the county. And I think part of the motivation on both sides is that if the land was subdivided and houses were built, they would build a private street or driveway. That has different standards than a public street, and that without the street vacation, they would be required probably to build a full city street with some kind of cul-de-sac or turnaround, and you'd have a PBOT public asset that's not really providing a lot of public benefit other than to the handful of houses that were built there. And so both sides agreed that a private road with a walkway easement seemed to make more sense in this situation. And with this process, we were able to get the connection for the walkway to 161st also.
Great. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. This is a first reading.
Yes.
Sorry. It's a first reading.
Yeah, so it's first reading, so it moves on to second reading next week. And then our next.